It's a big challenge. It's the division game. Playing against the Vikings in their stadium, it's going to be tough. You know, they obviously are trying to get things turned around before it gets too late for them. And, you know, they love to get it turned around against us this week. So, you know we need to go in there. And, you know, our goal is to come out of this week being 7-3. And, you know, we just got to find a way to get that done.
Does it help you out that you go into a team that's got some turmoil on their hands with the whole Favre situation and the children's situation? Does that kind of help you out that they're kind of scrambling over there?
Nah, not really. You know, that stuff can – things like that can either fuel a team or hurt a team, you know. And I think the Cowboys showed that this past weekend, you know, all that turmoil and stuff can really fuel a team, you know, if everybody approaches it with the right attitude. So, you know, we have to be prepared for, you know, the Minnesota team that, you know, we've played, you know, the past three times, you know, especially being last year when they beat us twice. So, you know, we know what they're capable of. We know what type of weapons they have. And, you know, we're definitely not sleeping on them.
Be honest with me. Do you get a little amped up when you go up against Favre? This could be his last hurrah. I don't want to, you know, say this is going to be last year. You have to play him. Do you get a little more amped up to play against the old man?
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to play against him last game, but pregame warm-ups prevented that. So, you know, hopefully I'll be able to make it through warm-ups this week and play against them.
Is he kind of coming down into his career? Obviously, he's got to, you know, come out four turnover game against the Bears. I mean, he just can't do it like he used to be.
Well, I wouldn't say that. The game against Arizona, he showed that, you know, he can still do it the way that he does it. And, I wouldn't say the only way you would say he's on the downside of his career, you know, when you play 20 years, I don't think. You know, I think every year is on a downturn. Now, you know, he's pretty old, but he definitely can still play really well. You know, like I said, that Arizona game, man, he made some heck of a plays and drove that team, brought them back, you know, from down early in that game. And, you know, it was a heck of a win for them. So, you know, you have to be prepared for that, Favre.
A guy getting up at his age, you got to get some licks on him early. Is that what you want to do, get your helmet in his face?
No, you like to. You like to get up, you know, get in his face, get some press around him, you know, get him moving, get him into making decisions that he wouldn't want to make. And, you know, that's our plan, especially being up front.
That team appears to be a little down on Peterson.
Peterson, great back. You know, we've had some success against him in the past years, but, you know, this past game, he ran for quite a bit on us. You know, they ran for a lot of yards on us. So, you know, that's our main focus going into this game is, you know, we don't want to let them get all those running yards on us.
What do you expect out of Brett? As down and out as that team appeared to be after Sunday's game, what do you guys know, Brett? What do you expect out of him?
I expect them to, you know, come out fighting. You know, I heard one of the statements he said before the Chicago game was that, you know, the next two games were really important for them, you know, because if they dropped them both, you know, they felt like they were done. So, you know, they just lost to Chicago. So, you know, according to what he said, they have to feel like, you know, this is, you know, their last chance to get a run started. So, you know, we know that we're going to get, you know, their best effort, and we're going to get a team that's, you know, clawing and scratching and trying to find a way to get out of the hole there.
And you guys know as well as anyone what he can do in that situation, because you've seen it on both sides of the ball. I mean,
yeah.
Here and when he was here and elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, Britt is one of those players, you know, you can never, you know, regardless of what's happened in the past, you can never say, oh, well, he hasn't been doing well, or, you know, he hasn't, you know, every game is a different game for him. I mean, he could come out there and, you know, he could put up the type of numbers on you. Like, I think it was the Arizona game, he had career high, you know, and in a 20-year career, that's pretty impressive to have, you know, a career high at anything. So, yeah. So, you know, like I said, we're going to be prepared for that, Britt.
You kind of chuckled when you talked about being hurt in pregame warm-ups.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still, you know, that's one of the things you hear stories about, you know, other people. Oh, this person that got hurt in pregame warm-ups, but, you know, you never think that it's going to happen. So, you know, it's definitely a tough one. You know, it's definitely something that, you know, you approach all pregame warm-ups with a different attitude now.
Did you, I mean, were you taking warm-ups lately, or
It just happened. Yeah, it was weird, you know, just jogging, trying to get loosened up, and, you know, I was doing some little drills, trying to work on turning my toe, and, you know, I think maybe it just wasn't the right day.
What have you learned going up against Favre, I guess, last year since you didn't play the last game that maybe you didn't know about him as his teammate?
Just, you know, you can't count him out, you know, regardless of what's going on this season for them, you know, regardless of what's going on in the game early. You know, he's always capable of putting something together that can bring him back. And, you know, you can't just go into the game thinking that, you know, they're not going to be, you know, a good team, or you can't go in thinking that, you know, oh, well, we jumped up on them early, you know, we're fine. You know, you've got to play him for the whole 60 minutes. And, you know, you just can't relax.
Did the games last year going up against him for the first couple of times have a little bit different feel, though, than this year? Or coming into this game, I guess, specifically?
You know, with it being the first year, you know, him being with the Vikings, it was a little different feel, you know, from that standpoint. But, you know, just playing against him as a person, you know, it's still the same. You know, you're going against a, you know, former Packer great quarterback, and, you know he would like nothing more than to beat us. So, you know, we've got to go out there knowing that he's going to give 100%. And, you know, we've got to match their intensity to try to exceed it.
He's one of the better teams in the league over the last couple of years. What do you think it is? What do you think it is?
You know, their fans, well, you said, you know, the crowd noise, just the atmosphere, you know, that dang Viking and that dang horn, you know, this stuff's irritating. But, you know that, you know, when they're at home, you know, they're a very confident football team. And, you know, you go in there and, you know, you've got to try to get at them fast and, you know, get on them early. I can't even remember. I'm starting to get old now. I can't even remember what it first. I know I kept hearing stories about the horn. You know, as your first year, you know, you don't understand what people are talking about, or you don't understand what they mean by it. But, you know, as you get older, you really understand what the heck that horn is.
Let's talk about Peterson being a guy that's one of the people who helped me.
Yeah, he's one of the backs, you know, when you go into game plan him, you want to get him stopped in the first level. You know, you don't want to let him break through and get to the second and third levels of your defense, because, you know, he really creates matchup problems, you know, once he starts getting back to the linebackers and safety. So, you know, you'd like to get them, you know, up early in the first 2 yards with your D-line and linebackers, you know, and try to keep the pressure off of your secondary.